Heaven is so real. 8 days after my last visit to heaven, the Lord visited me for almost 2 hours. It was the morning of April 16. My body shook for 20 minutes and I groaned and perspired in preparation for the Lord's visit. He said,
"My daughter, I must talk to you."
In customary fashion, he took my hand and I then saw my transformed body walking with him on the beach. We headed toward the rocks where we often sit. As we walked, I said, "I miss being with you, Lord. It's now been 8 days since you last took me to heaven." He listened, and I knew he understood, but he did not speak for a while. We continued walking, and then we sat down on the rocks. The Lord said,
"I have missed you also."
I began singing in the Spirit. The songs come forth, and I have no control over them when I am with the Lord. This made me realize that the Lord loves song and dance. When I sing, He looks at my face and He looks happy. But this time He interrupted.
"Daughter, I must talk to you."
I was still caught up in my singing, so He repeated,
"I must talk to you."
"I'm sorry, Lord."
"I see that my book is doing well. Did you write down the name of the book that I gave you?"
"Yes, Lord."
"I told you I will take care of everything."
Trying to come up with a fitting title for the book had been quite a chore. It just seemed as if the right title would not come forth. Then, during a prayer time of the preceding week, I asked the Lord for the title. As I was praying in the Spirit, the words, "Heaven is so real," kept emanating from my spirit over and over again. As a matter of fact, I couldn't stop saying them. Great peace came to me when I realized this was the Lord's title for His book, "Heaven is So Real," and what could be a better title? This is precisely the message, the theme, the plot of this book. This is what Jesus wants people to know.
"Whoever wants to come to my kingdom must believe and prepare for my coming."
The Lord continued,
"It will be much sooner than they think. Even faithful Christians doubt that there really is a kingdom of heaven. I want all of my doubting children to believe my kingdom is real. This will lead them to be more faithful, obedient, and pure of heart, so that they can enter my kingdom."